out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey, everybody, it's Crab Diving Tuesday. Hurtling at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It be a couple of minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee sea hare after 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast, if that's where your ear holes are sucking us in right now. If it ain't that time, you're quite possibly listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, crabdiving.com/live, or you've downloaded us as a wonderful pearl from our oyster. Sorry, don't think about our oysters. Just think about the pearls from crabdiving.com or iTunes or Stitcher. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Think about my clam. Imagine it. Picture in your mind.
There's a drop.
A clam.
Imagine my clam. The whoa, hey Kate.
I didn't mean to freak the dog out.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show, ladies and germs. We're gonna be here for the next couple of hours, live streaming at you. I'm out of breath. Full disclosure, I was running like a chicken without its head right before the show here
because
I forgot
to
do something. I forgot to do something else and things like that. So, a little out of breath. My own fault
for
being ill prepared.
Be plugged in.
It will. Right now, we're not on headphones,
but everybody
can hear us anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Crab Diving Network. Tweet us during the show. We'll open up the phones a little later.
Yes.
After we, get the shit that we want to say uninterrupted out.
Right. Don't keep me from making my point.
So you could tweet us.
What a tragedy.
At Crab Diving, though, at any time. We like being twatted 24/7. And you can, again, get us at Crab Diving on the Twitter machine. Don't forget to follow us on all over the social medias, Facebook and Pinterest.
Right.
And Chatterbait.
Tumblr. Chatterbait.
Not Chatterbait. Sometimes Chatterbait, but not as Crab Diving. So what is
Chatterbait, really? A bunch of guys in China sitting around?
Well, they cracked down. Chatterbait used to be like all dick all the time.
All dick, 24/7.
From what I understand.
Cock.
I looked at it when it was, and it was. It was two screens, two little windows. One was you.
Yes.
On your webcam. And the other one would be the other person that you were randomly hooked up with. I think it's for a number of seconds, like 15 seconds, 30 seconds.
Wow.
And you can chat with each other. And it was probably two out of three that were just some big fat belly with a little cock sticking out of the bottom of it.
Big fat belly, little cock.
Yeah.
Wow, how far we evolved.
Not a lot of male models, on Chatterbait.
Cancer still out there. AIDS still out there. But yeah, we've made it so some dude can look at somebody, something, any other, I don't know.
Well, it shows what the priorities are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, why don't we get high-speed rail in this company? Enough with the whacking off.
Right. Working on it here in California, but God, they just can't convince the Koch brothers and everything that we need. It'd be really nice for high-speed rail here. And nobody's even talking. I mean, we're kind of talking about like some of the larger expanses across the country. They're like, it's too far. You can't count high-speed rail in Europe. They don't talk about China. China's pretty fucking big, you asshole.
Do they have rail in China?
Yeah, they have high-speed rail everywhere but here.
Wow. What's wrong with us? I hate driving. God damn. I mean, I took the bus out to Vegas. That was fucking great. It was $10. They don't have a train to Vegas. Can you imagine? No train to Vegas from Los Angeles? It's fucking ridiculous.
And there really should be high-speed rail.
Yes.
Everywhere. I've ridden out a couple times in more advanced Europe. And when it comes to that, at least.
You elitist.
And it's amazing.
Yes.
It was more expensive. I mean, that actually was one of the more... The one I took in Spain was one of the more expensive tickets at the time.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was like being on a plane. It really was.
I hate planes.
It was like first class on a plane, though. It was like a big reclining seat and drink car. That's all I got to say.
Right.
Drink car.
Well, you
can get up and walk around. None of this sit in your seat strapped in bullshit in a plane.
Well, listen, man. They need to make high-speed rail cheap, inexpensive. Take the frills out. Just, you know, some comfy seats. That's it. Bring your own booze.
Hyperloop that Elon Musk is proposing, something that goes really, 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 really fast. You get in these little pods. And I think you hover on like a magnetic field and you get shot through the shot through the tube.
Right. When do you scrape my body off the side of some wall or something?
That shit's probably going to happen on occasion. You can't make an omelet without breaking an egg or two.
What does Elon Musk say about that? Does he think it's safe, idea?
Yeah.
Or are they dangerous?
Well, it's been around for a while. I did fifth grade, I made one out of air.
You already did this?
Well, not this, but it's been around for a while. I didn't invent anything at 11.
Well, I don't know.
And if I did, fuck. Fuck. But no, in fact, I'm sure I saw it in some...
You stole it.
In some popular science magazine or something. I was a horrific little geek. And I probably saw the idea and just made it out of cardboard and shit.
That's cool.
I had thick mailing tubes, cut them in like... cut holes in the sides where I would put these little pod things, and I used air. I just had a fan blowing air to make it hover. But in my science experiment, I said you could use magnetic levitation, which they'd already been doing. The Japanese already have maglev rail running.
Is that what it's called? Like
magnetic levitation. Yeah, where. That nothing is touching anything. There's no friction to slow you down. There's no wheels touching a track. It's a hovering.
Wow. I've been on a roller coaster that was maglev.
Oh, really?
It was maglev as fuck.
Where?
Six Flags over Illinois or somewhere in Chicago. Wherever that horrible Six Flags is there. It was terrifying.
Gurney?
It was like a giant parenthetical. It was a big U-shaped. You went forward all... Like straight up in the air, and then you just came down backwards and back into the U shape again, over and over and over again.
Oh, and fun. Your own vomit would fly right into your face.
I know, man. I know.
Was it one of those?
Right.
I haven't been on. I love those rides. I haven't been.
Have you been to Six Flags over Los Angeles?
No, I've been to none of them. I've never been to Disneyland. I've been here, like 15 years almost, and I haven't. Ever been to Disneyland?
Let me tell you,
I should have gone with The Voice.
Absolutely.
Kelly The Voice and the herd of lesbians.
The pack. You know, people ask, this one guy was like, he's like, you live in California, so you've been to Disneyland, right? I was like, no, I have not, because I am not 10 years old. I don't need to go to theme parks. It's not my thing.
Well, yeah.
Do you like theme parks? I mean, really? Well, it's expensive.
I mean, they're kind of fun, but... I'd like the rides. I don't want to stand in line for two fucking hours.
Yeah.
And for a minute and 30 seconds of, ooh, and then... there's analogies there, but... the lines are ridiculous. It's just a horrific...
And the food's overpriced. It's expensive. It's overran by children.
And then you can pay more if you want to be in the elite line.
Elitist. Snob.
Which is some bullshit.
That's like those special traffic lanes they have in Russia for the ruling class.
Here.
Oh, yeah, they have that here as well.
Right. Drive down from the downtown to the airport, and there's some of those lanes that you pay money. You don't have to have multiple people in it. It doesn't have to be a high occupancy vehicle. You can pay
Great.
Cash to not have to be stuck in traffic with the unwashed.
So it's not actually rewarding people that are doing something to help the fucking environment by carpooling or, say, having a hybrid. It's people that have money.
It's that water argument. Those assholes that we talked about on a previous crab diving. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to iTunes or Stitcher.
Download us or Stitcher, our
beloved mofos. Leave us a review if you like the show. If you don't like the show, why are you listening? If you do like the show.
Somebody left us a nice review recently. Really, a nice one. It was great.
There you go.
Not a shitty one like that other guy.
Well, he disagrees with us ideologically and, you know, a big fuck you.
Yeah, I eat a dick.
For leaving as much as I completely disagree with everything Glenn Beck says, God damn it, I would leave his show a positive review because he's entertaining as fuck. I can respect as an entertainer what goes into the show and the fact that he puts on a good show. We play clips of him all the time.
We played clips of him yesterday where he announced a medical hiatus.
Oh,
God, that was so great.
I know, I feel so bad.
So dramatic. What does he have, nods on his vocal cords, nodules or something?
He said he's had nerve problems on his vocal cords.
Come on, Glenn, walk it off.
I guess, yeah.
Gargle some, what do you gargle? Alka-Seltzer? I don't know. Alka-Seltzer.
It depends on late Friday night.
I got me a little DNA down from the glory hole off Route 18. It'll fix your voice.
Mid-season top 50 baseball prospects. Cubs still have 3 in the top 50.
Oh, yes. Prospects.
Friend of mine posted that on Facebook.
Good for the Cubs. Now let's win some fucking games.
Follow us on the Facebook. Ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving. All kinds of fun and games going on.
Right.
There, all kinds of grab great ass stories we'll get to. Grab ass.
There's some exciting game of grab ass on our page.
Some e-grab ass going on. Some virtual towel snapping. Sit around the steam room.
When I was your age, we used to have to go to the locker room to get towel snapped.
Right.
By our fucking do-nothing PE coach.
Now there's a snap app for that.
Right.
All kinds of shit. We'll get to the right-wing just dickholery that's going on.
Fuck you.
And all the stories. You can see what's going on. I really
dickholery.
Let's see what's going on.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, July the 7th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
I kind of went RSC for a second.
Yes.
These are your headlines.
Hey. Well, they're everyone's headlines. They're not your headlines.
Right.
They're all of ours.
I want to be that guy on, what was that, Rome? No.
Yes.
Spartacus. The fat guy with the crazy hair who stood on the box. He was the news person.
Kirk Douglas.
No, it wasn't Kirk Douglas.
I am Spartacus.
The headline. Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal
Effete.
Huffington Post.
Yes.
A bunch of little Greek flags. It's a nice picture.
God damn these fucking Greeks. Hey, can we get this going? This story kills me.
It says desperation time is the headline over at the HuffPo. Greece brings no new proposals to the Eurozone meeting. I guess they had thought there was going to be a meeting and that this Alexis Tsipras guy would have said, hey, I've got some new proposals. It was kind of Transylvanian.
Is Dracula the good guy?
Right.
Is Tsipras the good guy or the shithead?
It depends on who you look at, what side you'd be looking from.
Well, is he on the have-not side?
Let's put it this way. Bernie Sanders likes Alexis Tsipras.
Oh, so he must be good.
I think he's a good guy.
Okay.
He wants to tell Angela Merkel.
Nine!
Right. Okay. Right?
Isn't that's
that what
no.
we looked up? This is how hard we work for you people, ladies and gentlemen, to serve your needs. We looked up how to say no in Greek.
Okay. That's no.
Yeah, okay.
But it's our okay. God.
With a
okay.
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 You got to be ready for that.
You just have a hairball.
Yeah, you got to be ready for that verbal kind of thing that we don't do here in America. There's no equivalent, right?
Have a big mouthful of my word salad, please.
The gross. So the prime minister, it says that they Eurozone leaders met the beaming smile of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras with anger and frustration.
Now,
when it became clear that he showed up without anything new,
he didn't do his homework.
Greece's banks are just days away from potential collapse. Already, people have limits on how much money they can take out every day from the ATMs.
I saw that. That's fucking nuts.
Right. And who's suffering?
Not the rich guys.
And I saw, so I guess nothing has happened. They're meeting, and everybody else is pissed that he's got no ideas. So everyone was angry. They say some guy named,
what is it?
Tsakalotos.
Is that a first and last name, or is that just one first name?
That's his last name.
Mr. Tsakalotos.
Fucking Mr. Tsakalotos.
Tsakalotos.
Oh, my God. Some of these names. Lithuanian President Dalia Grybauskaitė.
Presenting Senator Likalotopus.
Oh, she made a funny. They keep promising tomorrow for the Greek government. It's every time mañana.
Oh, it's always tomorrow.
Look at her, the Lithuanian, cutting it up.
Well, listen, have you been to Lithuania?
No.
Oh, my God. That's the funniest you're going to get. I mean, that's such a sad place.
I don't know. Do you think?
Lithuania?
Eastern Europeans tend to be a happy people.
Didn't Lithuania used to be Russia?
Well, used to.
Yeah. It's a shithole.
I don't think they're anymore, are they? I don't think Lithuania... they've got their own president, Likalotopus, or whatever the name was. Dalia Grybauskaitė.
Go on Craigslist, Lithuania. See how much a two-bedroom apartment is. I bet it's like $4 a year. It's a shithole. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a dick. If you're listening in Eastern Russia or whatever it's called, I'm sorry for you, and I'm sorry to marginalize your country, but I'm sure it's, you know, just horrendous.
Maybe. It's pretty
nice.
Cheap.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. All you got to do
They don't have a...
they don't even have apartments.
There's no Craigslist. It goes right to Ukraine. There's Ukraine Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. How much is that? Who would move there?
And it goes right to the personals.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Looking for a serious relationship and life partner in Kyiv.
Oh, me 40. Too. Oh, sweet.
Here's Kyiv Connections. Oh. Would you like to marry a Russian Ukrainian woman?
Oh, sign me up.
Okay, let's look at housing. Housing Ukraine. We're down the rabbit hole, ladies and gentlemen. Apartment rentals. Oh, that's per night.
Oh, shit. It's that cheap.
Here is an apartment in quiet place near Bessarabsky Market.
I love it.
In Kyiv. Total area 55 square meters. So. Like 200 square feet.
No. That can't be right.
Don't get a hard on and turn sideways.
Yeah.
Free Wi-Fi. Completely furnished and equipped.
No pets allowed or erections.
Right.
Is that what it says?
Boiler, air conditioners.
It comes with a boiler?
You get heat.
It comes apparently with a boiler.
Close to metro, beautiful view, quiet place.
Does it get bombed?
Oh, fuck. There's no
pigs.
Oh, here it is. 700. Oh, I don't know what that symbol is. It's 700 of whatever their Lithuanian money is. Is that a euro? That's not a euro.
That's a nice apartment. I live there. Shit. There's a microwave showing in the picture. Jesus. I didn't think you need.
Sure, there's nice places in Lithuania.
What about Chernobyl? How much are apartments there?
I think it's pretty cheap.
You have to walk around wrapped in tinfoil.
They use the litas.
Oh, litas?
The Lithuanian litas.
Okay.
So 700 litas.
That's money?
Oh, wait. No, that says they use the euro. No. So it's 700 euros. So
that's expensive.
$900.
Fuck
that. Like
that. $900 a month for that little shithole?
For a studio, a large studio.
Fuck that.
One bedroom. There you go. in Kiev. And the rocket's red glare is extra.
Yeah, yeah.
No, or free.
Right.
Actually.
They probably hear our national anthem and they're like, I resent that reference.
I mean, really, would you... do you want to be like a few nipple hairs away from back in the USSR?
Is that our unit of measure?
Well, in that area.
How many nipple hairs?
Right.
17!
Uncle Nipples. Damn, that's kind of scary.
No, so that's too much for Lithuania.
That's fucking crazy.
Jesus Christ.
That's the headline at the HuffPo is what's going on in Greece.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what do you think before we dumb it down? And
trickle-down economics not working in Greece. Yes or no? Is that correct?
Correct. And
not working.
And nobody's absolving Greece of shenanigans because I read something up until like 2009. They were just making their books up. They were just making shit up. Oh, we'll just leave off that zero. Who cares? Don't worry about it.
Oh,
we're doing
great.
Fine down here. Don't worry about it. Meanwhile, they're pocketing themselves. And then what's going to happen? But the assholes of the right look at that and say, well, it's all that welfare. It's all those pensions.
No.
It's all that government you got. Well, you suck the fucking government dry, you capitalist dickwads.
Well, they're not taxing the rich over there, right?
Correct. That's part of the problem, and they have the same problem we have here. They can't get out from under the saggy white balls of the rich oligarchs.
I'm being teabagged by oligarchs. So are we. Not as bad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we're working on it.
Our teabagging is not as intense as Greece.
I got to close the Ukraine.
Craigslist. Oh man, I hope they.
I'm on a list now. By the way, the NSA is probably like.
Oh yeah, you've been pinged.
Right now, I got some NSA.
You think Tsipras, the guy that runs Greece, called yes. Obama is like, hey, Barack, what up? You want this? Do you want this shithole? I don't. I hate it.
Well,
it sucks.
I think we're kind of on the side of Greece a little bit. I think Obama would like a little more relaxation of what's going on. Thomas Piketty, he's the guy.
Piketty.
Oh, this is really geeky. He's the guy who wrote, I don't remember the name of it in French, but it was a giant tome last year, 700 pages, basically said, put the nail in the coffin of trickle-down economics.
Yeah.
It was like, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Sorry,
fact,
Reagan.
Yeah. And that austerity doesn't work. Everything that the right hates. Well, this guy came out and said, wanted to remind Germany of what happened after that time we don't talk about a whole lot. because Germany, you know, raided, when they took over places, they raided all the money. And then after they lost the war, everybody got together, including Greece,
yes,
and said, okay, you don't have to pay that back for the good of all of Europe so that your entire economy doesn't collapse. We're going to forgive debts.
Well, why don't they do the same with Greece? Because I don't know.
It's a different time.
Well, did Greece
and they're put like up German camps? Shit.
Did Greece put up camps and march anyone in there to their death? Did they starve out? Did they commit genocide?
I don't think so.
No, they're just poor. And, you know, the country is the victim of a bunch of fucking fat cats.
Right. And old people who are getting kicked off their pensions and are eating cat food.
Right. This is fucked up.
What do those people have to do?
And the Tsipras guy. The Tsipras guy basically came in and is trying to fix it, correct?
Yeah.
Is he responsible for this bullshit?
I think he's a little heroic in telling them, fuck you. Fuck you. So we're not going to take... austerity doesn't work. We're not going to kill our people.
Nine!
Because you're looking for your goddamn pound of flesh, you assholes.
But what's up with Angela Merkel? Why doesn't she cut this guy a break? Why doesn't she do a deal with him? What the fuck?
She's got a lot of angry Germans that she represents. Saying,
yeah.
I don't want my taxes to go up because those lazy Greek fucks won't pay their money.
Hey, Germany!
And again, it's like what goes on here with the dumb Republicans. Let's right. say the Germans are the dumb Republicans of Europe.
Okay.
Where they're like, well, that's my money. I don't want to pay for them.
No. What a great solution. Jesus.
Right, there you go.
This is ridiculous. Someone needs to remind you. I think Barack Obama needs to make a phone call and say, hey, listen, on Hella. Do you remember that whole thing you guys did way back when, you know, mid-century-ish?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, relax a little with the grease. Let them do a deal. Let them get back on their feet. Because what's the choice? A bunch of country, right. a country full of trash can fires and you know, people's heads on pikes.
Right. And they don't have, I read they only have, like their major money makers are tourism and shipping, which are both service industries.
Yeah.
Like they don't have exports of products.
Shipping.
And yeah, it's like a lot of people are a lot of massive shipyards in Greece.
Massive.
They're right there in the that's floating in the Mediterranean.
That makes sense.
You know, olive oil to a lesser extent, but they need kind of to be propped up a little. And this is again, kind of the capitalism fail. This is on a macro scale.
Macro.
The demonization of people who are cutting your lawns,
right.
People who are bringing shit to your table at your restaurant, at your fucking Red Lobster.
Sure.
People who are watching your little snot-nosed kids.
Red Lobster with those cheese biscuits. Have you ever had those?
I don't go to Red
Lobster.
Well,
you don't go to Red Lobster.
Frequently, yeah.
You'd have a horrible time there. I mean, especially after you, like, seized out or whatever happens when you are allergic to.
It's not like peanuts. Peanuts will kill me. Anyone out there?
Oh, yes.
If you want to take me out, stuff a Snickers bar down my throat.
Why are we broadcasting your vulnerabilities?
It's my Achilles heel. It's my kryptonite.
We're going to be attacked by squid.
The fish just, you know, doesn't.
Come on.
I get hives and shit and don't. It doesn't sit well.
But it's so good. No. Not to you.
It's not worth the itchy thing.
Uh-huh.
So that, let's see, did we go, we didn't even go to the Drudge Report.
No. I got us back on this. I want to look up the apartments in Greece too, if we have a second. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, to the more cynical. Now's the time to buy.
Move the crabs to Greece.
Now might be the time to buy real estate.
Is it safe? I don't mean to be a dick.
That's
is
it. Again, the rich are going to be fine. The rich are going to get the hell out of Dodge, right? They're out on their boats. They're going to be okay.
I was chatting with your nephew today on Facebook, and he mentioned to me that I should move to where we should move the show to China or Vietnam or something. And I totally, and I'm going to sound like an asshole here, but
we could pick up a couple of bear cubs and think that they're selling as puppies in Vietnam, right?
Listen, that guy who thought those bears were puppies for 2 years. I think he doesn't have good vision.
There's something wrong. Yeah.
They have a lens crafters over there.
I don't know. In Vietnam?
I don't want to move to China. The pollution freaks me out. That's why. And I don't mean to sound like a pussy.
Right. Sitting in Los Angeles, California.
I know.
Where you might as well be deep throating a tailpipe.
By the way, there's like 18 used condoms on the sidewalk. hey, at least somebody used them,
I'll
right?
be coming out with my coffee table book Ooh. Anytime soon. I was going through my photos recently on
Do you have
my
enough
phone.
For a novel?
I've got 13 or 14 different pictures
right.
of condoms from here in Cato.
Who's winging their condoms in the gutter?
I only take pictures of the wrappers.
Oh, right.
I don't.
I have
if
integrity.
If there's a dead sticky soldier, I avoid. I don't need to see that. But if there's a condom wrapper, I don't know. That's kind of funny.
It's really the backstory that matters. I think with the coffee table book, you do a picture. On the next page, you write like a narrative of how it got there. Extrapolate.
Oh, fictional?
Fictionalized.
Like the opening of Forrest Gump, it blew in from somewhere.
Life is like a box of Trojans.
The headline over at the Drudge Report.
Hello. Stupid.
Lots of things for them to worry about. Surprisingly, not Mexicans right now.
Is there any gay marriage on Drudge?
Not ISIS.
Any marriage? God. Has it stopped?
Not above the fold.
Has the Republican butt hurt over marriage equality ceased?
No. I've got some more with that after we get to the headlines. It's a photograph of Hillary's feet.
Oh, yeah.
I think. It's a pair of pants with some high heels or something. And it says Hillary promises last try.
God damn it. For what? If she doesn't
make president this time, she's done. Well, probably no fucking shit.
Humans. How old
she's
is
69
she?
already. I believe.
So she could run again, you know, she could run again
at 73. I mean,
75.
For her second term, we're way into her being 74-ish, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fine. Reagan was 112.
Yeah, that worked out. Left.
Right.
That was great. We don't want it to be anything like Reagan.
So I guess they're thrilled over at the Drudge Report that Hillary has promised that it's going to be her last try.
And they're fucking assholes over there. And what's the picture of her fucking feet in the shoes?
I don't know.
Truly bizarre. Does Drudge have a foot thing? Is Matt Drudge into feet?
Maybe.
And it's fine, dude. No judgment. Don't know why you want to put your fetish all over your fucking news rag.
And it's been photoshopped. I mean, there's something going on. There's weirdness going on with some of these folds and stuff. I don't know what's happening.
Did they photoshop in an extra toe to weird people out?
Well, it looks weird. It looks reversed. It looks like her little toe is her big toe. Or is that a mirror? That's a mirror.
What the fuck? Oh, they took a...
Somehow there's a picture of her foot in the mirror. It looks like it's 2 feet, but it's so close that you can't really tell.
Oh,
it's just fucked up, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Matt Drudge, congratulations on being artsy and edgy. Great job. Nobody understands your fucking picture.
One of their headlines above, make sure they can't not talk about that illegal who killed.
God.
Six times deported illegal charged in felony hit and run. Oh, it's another one.
Oh, shit, guys.
This one was high on pot, Ryan.
No, he was not.
High on pot. Oops.
Reefer madness.
A six-time deported illegal immigrant is charged in the felony hit and run of an Arizona mother and her two young children.
Oh my God.
The man had allegedly admitted to being high on marijuana. This is Breitbart. Listen to the way they talk. High on marijuana. He was a raging lunatic on marijuana. Don't they know what weed does to people?
Is this story from the 50s?
How mad was this guy if he had to get in a car and try to run somebody over while high?
He was real. Well, I mean, where was he in Arizona?
It's hard to rage while you're high. What?
Do they have medical marijuana there in Arizona?
I don't know.
He might have got a hold of some shitty weed, you know? We're in California, you know? The marijuana here is just... I've heard it's great.
Medical marijuana is
sure.
Amazing, yeah.
And it, you know, back where it's not legal, it sucks because you have to buy it through a drug dealer and they suck. Drug dealers suck.
That really
sucks.
So
maybe this person got some bad weed. It didn't kick in correctly.
God, do you remember how creepy? There was always,
he killed a
couple
of people.
There was always a creepiness, a shadiness to it.
Well, dude, it's a drug dealer.
Right, right.
They're creeps. I'm sorry.
I
got a drug dealer friend whenever, you know, I mean.
Oh, still, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. whenever he comes over to the house. I mean, not for drugs, okay? I just happen to know the guy. But he tells me how much everything I own is worth on eBay.
Right.
And it really bums me out. I'm like, oh, great, thanks so much. Now everything I owe is worth a collective $25.
Yeah, he said he could sell Kate to a Mexican.
No, fuck right off. Absolutely. No, Kate, I will never sell you to a Mexican. No one's selling you to a Mexican.
She's curled up on the sofa in the other room. She knows to get the hell out of here during the show.
Right. Do you think Kate's conservative and she hates our show?
The dog?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
She's liberal.
She gives a shit.
Okay.
I think she's whatever.
She's apolitical.
Whatever gets her a treat.
Right.
Which is kind of how we all are.
She's a nonpartisan pup.
Breitbart makes sure to tell us in this ridiculous screed. Yeah. This tragedy comes within 1 week of two separate incidents involving previously deported illegal immigrants.
Oh, shit. God damn it. I mean, it's so dramatic.
I know.
Close the borders. What are we supposed to do? Why don't we bomb Mexico?
And then Trump. Well, See?
Well, I mean, I fault Trump even more than Breitbart. I mean, what Trump said was irresponsible. I'm sorry. You can't run for office and then say, hey, everybody in Mexico's are fucking rapists. That's fucked up.
Here's one of the other headlines on Drudge. You're not going to like it too much.
Oh, God damn it. Guns? Or Michael Vick?
Gun sales spiked in June this year.
Oh, wonderful.
Guess how they know? Because of background checks. So imagine the ones we don't know about.
Yeah.
Background checks for gun sales spiked 11% in June compared to last year, making it the busiest June ever.
Oh, sweet.
Woo-hoo!
Hell yeah. Hey, that's the greatest thing ever, especially a bunch of... Now, the thing you just played, is that a semi-automatic or an automatic?
That's a machine gun.
So that's an automatic?
Yes. You pull the trigger and hold it down, and
that those
happens.
Are
a semi-automatic, you pull the you have to pull the trigger for each discharge, I think, but it's loaded by it automatically.
Oh.
But you do have to pull the trigger in between each.
That's a pain.
Fully automatic, you just pull the trigger once and let it fly.
So, but you pull the trigger, and then you hold the trigger down, and then when you're done shooting people to death, you then release the
or
trigger.
Or out of bullets.
You're out of bullets.
Right.
Wonderful.
Or it jams horribly, or it explodes in your face.
Fuck you!
Oh. God, we suck. We suck. I just read an article in Vice about gun control. And they said, surprisingly enough, the places in this country that have higher levels of gun ownership have higher levels of violent fucking crime.
Well, that's not what that guy on Twitter said in response to one of your tweets. He said something. He said just the opposite. That's why with record gun ownership right now, crime's at an all-time low.
Oh, yeah. Here he is. Yeah, yeah. Yet gun ownership is high and violent crime is very low. Hashtag gun sense. How does that even matter? Give me citations, Adam R. God, I hate his Twitter handle,
too. Well, overall, crime is down in the world.
Right.
Overall, crime is down.
Is that a result of the proliferation of big, scary weapons of mass destruction that you can buy at Walmart?
Hopefully, we're possibly growing up a little bit. As a species, maybe. Yes. I don't know. Maybe I'm fucking crazy. Palm Springs fountain still flowing in water-starved California, it says.
Is it really?
I remember. And then the headline above this headline on Drudge.
Right.
Above Palm Springs fountain still flowing in water-starved California, Bieber posts naked butt photo. And then above that, Kenyan leader warns if Obama preaches gay agenda, we will tell him to shut up and go home. So apparently, anti-gay, horrible repression in Kenya.
Well, they're actually killing people over there.
Our horrific drought and the giving of the big, rich, white finger of it to the rest of us by Palm Springs with their fancy fountains and shit.
Yes.
Is as important as Justin Bieber's fucking ass crack.
His butt pick. Who cares?
Apparently, Drudge and Hillary's shoes.
So
we know what Drudge is doing.
Is Drudge
listening to Baby, Baby, Baby and jerking off on a pair of pumps?
Well, I mean, that allegedly.
Possibly. It's my own.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so my own.
Is Matt Drudge sympathizing with this Kenyan leader? Is that what they're trying to do? Are the Republicans trying to come out on the side of this guy?
Yeah, listen to those strong. Nobody's gonna tell us what to do, especially not that homo loving. Oh, that's the real Kenyan leader. I was gonna say Kenyan, but this is Kenya. Who's warning?
I mean, don't people realize that they're killing people over in Africa because they're gay? Don't people realize that? And there's all this. You know, it's against the law and shit like that.
They secretly are all fucking for it, and that's why. And that's why They're all afraid of Donald Trump, who Donald Trump is like you take a fucking magnifying glass and put it to all their bullshit. And he just says what all of them are thinking, but in a less couched way. There's nothing that he says. Okay, maybe the rapist thing. But his whole point is about illegal immigration. I got to put up this wall. Nobody builds better walls than me.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to keep them out like me.
Who is he appealing to? Is he appealing to these Republicans that think that, you know, they don't want to be apologists for how they feel, for their homophobia and their racism and their sexism, all their bullshit? They just want to be proud of it and say, yeah, we don't like gay people. And this is how we want the world to work. No secrets.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm
trying to understand this wacko strategy in running for president. I thought this Rance Priebus dickhead. I thought he came out and said that. Sorry. What?
I clicked on the Bieber one.
Oh, what does it say?
What a fucking asshole. He's on a boat, like somewhere out in the ocean, pointing at some tropical island. It's just, look at me. I'm rich as fuck, and I'm naked out on a boat.
Send the hornets, Lord.
Send the hornets.
Or the sturgeons.
I gotta get that as a clip.
Have a sturgeon jump onto the boat.
Right, that would be
hit him.
Not injure him.
No,
just
come on.
Scare him a lot.
Just hit him in the head. It won't hurt him.
Right. Empty. It'll kill the sturgeon instantly.
Who sits on a boat? Who stands up on a boat like that with their dick out?
I mean, you know,
there's a lot of things that could happen. There's splinters in that boat.
Right.
There's like
things
fish.
Jump out, right?
Well, dude, in the water.
Looking at dangly shit.
Yeah. You've heard about these little parasites, these fish, tiny little microorganisms. If you get in the water naked, they can swim inside your urethra.
Uh-huh.
And go in nest in your testes and hatch, you know, eggs and stuff.
Another reason to stay out of the water.
Right. No. But Rance Priebus said he was going to the Republicans are going to reach across the aisle and be more, what's the word? Inclusive.
In that post-mortem they did after somehow inexplicably Mitt Romney got his ass handed to him.
Oh, yes. He liked it. I mean, they aren't doing a great job of reaching out, are they?
I don't think they care. I mean, I really don't think the group that's in there right now cares that with the gerrymandering and everything, you're Louis Gohmertz. He doesn't represent nary a brown person. Or he does. He's got, you know, diluted brown people so
like,
that they're not in a block.
That's an Andy Griffith word.
What?
Nary.
But so they make sure, goddamn well sure, that everybody in his district is all white knuckle dragon assholes.
Sure.
With a sprinkling of brown ones that are carved up into little pie pieces.
Just a pinch.
So that they don't get their own representation.
We got to fix that. I don't know how we do it. I don't know what we do, but it must be fixed.
Like we have here in California. And we just won that Supreme Court case in Arizona, I think, where they sued to try to get rid of it. But one of these citizen councils now where we voted by referendum here in California to create this, take it away from the legislature. Say, fuck you. We don't want you to decide what our districts are. We want an independent, nonpartisan group to do it and chop everything up. So, based on, you know, economics and other things like that, not necessarily based on,
you know,
look at these are Democrat voters, these are Republican voters, and the Democrats do it too, where they've been in charge and have done some gerrymandering.
Now, does gerrymandering still go on in Chicago? Because we both live there, and that's one of the most fucked up places for it, right?
My view of Chicago is skewed now after watching Boss with Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, he's the best. I think every conversation Kelsey Grammer has with a nemesis on that show, he's just reliving a conversation he had with Camille.
Right.
Or any other ex-wife.
Right.
In fact, this is a stripper that shot at him.
Quite frequently, when he would go through a rage at the end of the scene. One of us would go, Camille.
If I was the director, I would be like,
right. I'm going to leave the camera running.
Yes. I'm going to play the Camille card.
Hold up a little. Hold it off camera. You're the poor grip who has to hold the Camille card today.
He's probably like the Incredible Hulk. When you do hold the Camille card, you probably have to trank him, right? Or put him in zip ties.
Talk him down.
Yeah. Somebody put Kelsey back in the trunk. He's losing it.
Good God, he was one of the X-Men. He was that blue lionish kind of guy in the X-Men, remember?
I fucking forgot
that. He was awesome.
Oh, he was good.
That's right. Kelsey Grammer. Was it? Oh, never mind. I forgot what my point was. I lost it.
Oh, yeah. No. He did play Macbeth on Broadway. And
you
I did
saw
see
that.
It.
I'm still envious of that one.
I wish you would have saw it. I mean, listen, there's some things that Kelsey Grammer shouldn't play. Athletes, unless it's like he's playing, you know, like a squash coach or something. He should never play an athlete. And he should never play a guy who runs out on the battlefield and, you know, massacres people with swords. Like Macbeth! Macbeth is a fucking,
badass.
Yeah, he's a badass, man. He fucking the show ends with a big dramatic sword fight. And, I don't know. I think they should have gone with a different concept. Maybe a sword fight you might have in junior high in the boys' bathroom.
What, a bridge tournament?
Oh, yes.
I bid seven spades.
McDuff, draw your squash battle.
What the fuck?
Right. Shuffleboard. That would have been more his speed. But really, honestly, the broadsword fight I saw him engaged in on stage, not that fucking convincing.
Really?
The guy who played McDuff was good and seemed like a big, scary, like, warrior.
Right.
Who would dispense of, you know, what was his name on Frasier? Frasier. Oh, my God. Call in 323-601-LIBS. If you can name the title character of Frasier, nice. We'll send you a crab diving coffee mug. What the fuck? What was Kelsey Grammer's character on Frasier? What was his name?
Call in, ladies and gentlemen. We've got big, big, big news.
Why aren't you playing the subway
theme? We'll get to that one, too. The Cosby Show theme, at least one of them, weren't there a bunch? It evolved over the years.
Yes.
Bill Cosby, man. I'm sure the Hollywood Hick will be talking about this tonight.
No, I can't wait.
7 p.m., a brand new sparkle in Hollywood Hick for y'all. 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. out on the Eastern Coast.
We should have had him call in today to talk
He's
about
working.
This shit. Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Work for the man.
Fuck the man.
The Hick's working for the man. On his last one, he goes, I know it's... Something like, I know it probably disappoints you to hear that the Hollywood Hick has to work once in a while.
It does!
To pay
it's a
bills
shame.
And shit.
It's a fucking shame!
It reminds me of that guaranteed income story that I always go back to that. Remember that? Oh, we're going to digress. You remember that they took a town, I think it was Canada?
Right.
And they gave everybody a guaranteed minimum wage of like equivalent to 20 grand a year. Like, here's a government check for $1,500 a month.
Wow. Now, if everybody had that, it would be fine.
All food stamps go away. All welfare checks go away. All unemployment goes away because
you don't need it.
You technically don't need it.
That's awesome.
They figured out what it would cost to survive on the bare minimum. And they guaranteed everybody that. And, you know, people on the right, of course, would go just fucking crazy. What do you mean? But you know what happened? They started having people who, yeah, every once in a while there'd be an accountant who was like, fuck this. I want to play the kettle drum, you know, or something.
Absolutely.
And guess what they turned into? Really fucking good kettle drummers. And people would go pay to go see them perform and shit. And people, guess what happened? Staying in school. Kids were staying in school. People were enjoying life.
It's like they
with
were,
the arts. The arts was now respected again. I want to be a writer. Go ahead and write. You're not going to starve to death. You're not going to be put out. But we still have our capitalism if you want to have that. If you want to do certain things, we'll pay you more, sure. And you can have your bigger house and your stupid fast car and all your shit.
And dude, if you wanted to go out and do something, why don't we get back to this idea? Why, like, every week in someone's neighborhood, someone hosts the Friday night hoedown or the Saturday night hoedown.
Well, we have hoedowns. We have hoes down here.
You know what I mean? No. You come and somebody cooks, they throw out some beer or whatever, you play music, and that's where you go enjoy your weekend. That, you know, but it rotates. And it doesn't cost anything because, you know, everybody's putting it on together.
Everybody's house, yeah.
Yes, it's a community effort to get fucked up or whatever.
It's that
would be great.
A lot of that shit would be great.
Why are we paying $30 to see a fucking movie at the Cineplex Odeon in 3D and shit?
As a person who came from the theater,
right?
It's ridiculous the price you would have to pay. Not only, I mean, Broadway's beyond fucking ridiculous, but even here, it shouldn't be $15. To go see some stupid shit in little play. It should be five bucks.
No, yeah, I agree.
And should be accessible to all and for more.
Yeah.
Instead of going to watch some ridiculous movie, why not go watch a live performance?
Yeah, go see theater. Even in Los Angeles, God help you. Oh, my God, there's a theater story out there. I meant to bring it in today.
Is this the cell phone?
Cell phone plugged into
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did.
Hey, America, fail. That is a fail.
Part of a set. On one of the shows running on Broadway, one of the big giant shows, part of the set, not like a side aisle of the theater where there was a plug. This is a part of the stage, a part of the set. And some asshole waddled down and tried to plug in his cocking cell phone at the beginning of the performance.
For those of you that may not know, don't go to the theater, you don't plug your cell phone in a plug on the set.
Did you see the story that allegedly he said, well, where am I supposed to plug it in?
Nowhere, dickhead. Shove it up your ass. I mean, was there a microwave on stage and you want to pop some popcorn?
Is there a glory hole that we can supply you with where you could be filleted while you're watching the show, sir? What the fuck? You talk about entitlement.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
What a fucking asshole.
You're not supposed to have your cell phone on anyway. I mean, the light is distracting, you know, that you're holding, that you're looking. It's distracting.
Well, he was apparently going to leave it there to charge, so it might not have, unless it went off.
Just sitting there in the corner vibrating. Meanwhile, it's like Hedda Gabler center stage. I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember a fucking 8-page monologue.
Hedda Gabler.
I don't think it was that, because I don't think, I'm not a dramaturg. I don't think you would have electrical sockets in the play Hedda fucking Gabler.
If you're doing, right.
Hello, Ibsen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You can update it.
Oh, sure.
That'd be a tough one to update because that's very...
I don't think you can.
The social strata, you know what I mean? Like the class divisions are very, very... it would be... Well, I guess you could.
You know,
turn them into one percenters versus...
Right. There's a really good BBC version of Hedda Gabler. You know who's in it? Number one. I don't remember who.
Jonathan Frakes?
No. Number one. No, not number one. The guy who says number one. Oh, shit. You know what? I'm not a big Trekkie, but whenever I said number one, I always think Patrick Stewart, but he's not number one.
No, he says number one.
Oh, shit. That blows my mind.
Number one was Jonathan Frakes.
Number one. Who's number two? Was it Worf?
Might have been Sulu.
Sulu. That Sulu doesn't exist in Next Generation. He's dead.
God, I don't remember if they tried to dust him off in some capacity.
Number one.
They might have dragged DeForest some Kelly. Of those guys.
DeForest Kelly was in the first episode of Star Trek Next Generation.
1,000 years old and complaining about he refused to take the transporter.
Well, wait a second. We're getting all confused.
Anyway.
Now, that's the movie.
Is it?
I'm talking about the first episode of Star Trek Next Generation.
Oh, okay.
They dug DeForest Kelly up and put him in a costume and gave him some really stupid fucking lines to say. And he was happy to oblige.
Netflix or Hulu, that shit. ladies Hello, and gentlemen. Geeks. So Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
The fun part.
Play the music again.
Oh, God, I already closed it. I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. That's a funny one, though.
Bow, bow, bow.
God, I used to love that show so much. The stupid fucking sweaters, man. The cable net sweaters. Yeah.
Bill Cosby, it has been released now.
Yes.
That these papers that were released showing that Cosby had bought, like we talked about yesterday, had bought Quaaludes. It says he admitted to giving women Quaaludes to facilitate having sex with them.
Good God.
Which this Think Progress points out here. And I also saw another article about how the mainstream media ain't using the word rape.
Why?
Like, you're not seeing the word rape a lot. You're seeing drugged and had sex. That's rape.
Well, shit, man. We're the media. Bill Cosby is a rapist.
Right.
He's a raper or rapist.
And rapers and drug addicts.
Yeah.
One of the women, it says Andrea Constand, a woman who Bill Cosby met while she was working at the Temple Athletic Department in Philadelphia, sued him in 2005, alleging that he Cosby'd and raped her.
God, are these one of these universities that gave him a doctorate?
It might be. He's got a real one, though. He actually does have a real doctorate in education. He went and studied and everything. It wasn't even a fake one.
No.
it says similar accusations have been made by dozens. Dozens.
Dozens,
of
man.
Women.
He's a fucking rapist, okay?
The court records remain sealed. Finally, a judge unsealed the case. The part of it says Cosby admitted offering to give her money, but only if she used it for college and maintained a 3.0 GPA.
He offered to give her money to be quiet about him raping her?
No. Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
According to the documents, defendant testified that even though both plaintiff and her mother told him all they wanted was an apology, he called plaintiff's home and spoke to her mother to offer money for plaintiff's, quote, education. The following occurred during questioning about that event. Question. So are you saying that Andrea would have to prove to you that she got a 3.0 average wherever she went in order for you to pay for her education? Bill Cosby answered. Jello booty. She would have to prove to me that while she was at said university, that she was maintaining a 3.0.
Good God. What is up with this guy? He's so fucked up. Just fucked up.
Judge Eduardo Robreno.
What kind of rapist gets mad if someone's grade point average drops?
He's crazy.
Below a 3.
This judge... says it well. The judge says, quote, the stark contrast between Bill Cosby, the public moralist, and Bill Cosby, the subject of serious allegations concerning improper and perhaps criminal conduct, is a manner as to which the AP, Associated Press, which sued to get these released, and by extension the public, has a significant interest, he said. So,
wow.
Basically, he's like, motherfuckers out there crowing at everybody. Isn't he out there pointing the finger at saying that blaming black culture for own problems a lot? Wasn't that part of the problem that some people had?
Oh, yeah. Well,
where he's like, get a job kind of guy.
Bill Cosby used to say, he's nuts, man. He used to give Richard Pryor shit about his act.
Well, yeah. And then that, too, where he's calling up Eddie Murphy and saying, don't say fuck, make black people look bad, and calling up Richard Pryor and saying, don't say fuck and don't say the N-word.
Why didn't anybody call him and say, hey, why don't you stop raping people?
Right.
It's making the human race look bad. Yeah, how about that? You know what I mean? He's so fucked up.
So, Cosby's, I don't know what he could say now. He's this is what he's been fighting to keep sealed and keep quiet. And now it's out there. So
I think he's I think he's going to die soon. Or if he doesn't, he could end up in jail. You never know what might come out or what might surface.
There's a couple of states that don't have statutes of limitation on rape.
Well, I mean,
all we need to do is find one of the dozens in one of those states.
I bet he avoided those states. I mean, you know, the guy's, you know, he's learned. He went to college. He has a doctorate. I mean, he's smart enough to, you know, look up what state has what laws, I guess.
We've got, let's see, more butthurt.
Oh, yes, please. You want to get a? You want to go to Subway after this or no? Or
Subway? Yeah. Oh, speaking of butthurt, yeah. The latest statement that came out of Jared Camp. If you don't know what's going on,
so fucked.
Poor Subway is trending in a way they probably wouldn't prefer on the Twitter and all over social media because Jared, one of their, you know, spokes dudes, the guy who allegedly lost, he was a big fat moo cow, and then he lost all that.
Yeah.
All that weight.
He ate just sandwiches filled with lettuce and tomatoes.
Eating only Subway.
All right.
Then, you know, got a gig out of it.
Yes.
Was what I heard, the FBI was there looking into a kiddie porn. There's some kind of child porn.
Way to go, Subway.
Investigation. I also saw one report that said, it might not necessarily be him that they're going after, that it might be, get this, an employee of the Jared Foundation?
Oh, I saw that.
Jared Foundation.
So maybe he didn't do anything wrong.
Quite possibly, right. God. I mean, it might have been in his home office or something. Maybe what somebody was, I don't know.
What do you think is more damning? What do you think is more damning to Subway's reputation? This scandal or the earlier scandal about them using yoga mats to make bread?
The yoga mat material in the bread.
Not as damning, but affects us more, kind of. I mean, me.
Well, it doesn't affect whether I like Subway sandwiches.
Well, you're eating yoga mats.
Well, that did.
Yes.
But this thing with Jared, I don't give a flying fuck.
You're not going to boycott Subway?
No, why would I?
They hired it.
Well, they're not hiring him after the fact. They're not like, let's find us a boy diddler. They're not going to hire Josh Duggar.
Oh, yeah. Who's worse, the Duggar or Jared? We don't know yet.
Well, right now, Duggar.
Oh, yeah. Totally worse. He's a creepo.
Jimmy Carter has a reaction.
I thought you were going to Jared?
No.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Hopefully Jimmy Carter's reaction would be...
He made a joke about a 12-incher.
Who the fuck is Jared?
Right.
I don't know who he is.
Jesus would support same-sex marriage.
Oh, damn. There you go.
But not abortion. He's still not down with abortion.
Okay. So, a little early on the gong.
You won't let the gong ring. Uh-uh. Well, it's Jimmy Carter. We'll give him abortion.
Come on, Jimmy.
But he doesn't think it should be illegal.
Oh, okay. It's just against his beliefs.
Right. Let's see what else.
He doesn't want to overturn the amendment.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
He just says that if one were to ask, you know, that fictional character.
Right.
Possibly.
Which fictional character?
Jesus.
Oh, not Aquaman, sorry.
The blonde-haired, blue-eyed white guy, apparently, that lived
from Africa.
Northern Africa.
I mean, you wouldn't be able to survive walking through the desert with our skin. You'd be fucking fried to death. But you'd be Jesus, so maybe you wouldn't.
God, there's so much to choose from. I'm trying to run through these. Do you want to hear... Oh, here we go. Rick Wiles.
Oh, yeah.
Our good friend... none other than Rick Wiles of the, I think it's, is it True News?
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
That guy.
Calling gay god.
You know, Christianity is now being wiped off the face of the earth, Brian.
Oh, man.
By rainbow guns or something.
Rainbow
lasers.
rainbow lightsabers
are taken out,
swung by gay Sith right. lords.
Giant sequins blimps are hovering over churches and shooting yes. rainbow lasers down at them.
Is it true the gays are crucifying Jesus on a rainbow cross?
right.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, absolutely. here's a little bit of Rick Wiles on his True News radio program.
Ooh, fancy.
With another uber ninny, Pastor Paul Blair.
Ugh.
Here, just listen Gross. To the conversation going on here.
The only way to stop force is with force. So we have to decide, do we really want to secure the liberty that was given to us? Do we want to secure it and give it to our children and to our grandchildren? And that's not going to come easy. We are.
This is the attack, allegedly, that's coming after conservative Christians because of the gay.
Is this a word where the securing the liberty? What does that mean? Our liberty?
Yeah.
Our liberty. Why is your liberty unsecure? Because this guy and this guy can go get married.
Please put your liberty back.
Quit unsecuring my liberty.
In its pants.
Every time two lesbians have sex or a gay person, they have sex, my liberty is just a little less secure. Is that correct?
Right.
Oh, shit.
Right.
How horrible.
And an angel gets a hemorrhoid or something.
We're going to have a fist fight on our hands. But if we, the people, decide that they are going to stand on principle and resist this unconstitutional attack upon their Christian liberty.
Unconstitutional attack upon their Christian liberty.
Hashtag resist the fist. Did you hear him? They're having a fist fight.
We're gonna have a fist fight.
A sword fight.
We're going to have a fisting.
Meet me in the bare knuckle ring.
Right.
Fist fight. We're going to scissor each other to the death.
Right, bring the lard.
Right.
Then we, the people, still have the power to do something about it.
We're at the point, Pastor.
Here's Rick.
God,
now
I,
Rick
I,
Wiles has oh. just been chomping at the bit to ring in.
God damn it, I hate these guys. I hate these sad, white, fucking homophobic dickhead racists with their sad... Do you hear sad voice?
Oh,
he's already got sad voice.
It's the end of the universe.
Oh, what a, grow up, dickhead. No offense.
It's going to come to blows. We have reached that point because either we're going to stand up and resist and suffer the consequences, or we're going to roll over and play dead and let them take control. So we're...
What
are they talking about?
I want to roll over and play dead and let you enter me.
What's going to come to blows? What?
Resist the fist.
What gay hordes are coming over the hills? To do what to you? I don't understand what this is.
The gay hordes are coming from Isengard. Isengard.
I think they mean the evil, tyrannical...
Obama
schlong of Obama, right,
oh,
is
yes.
going to send the black helicopters.
I'll never forget the day the cock of the tyrant entered me.
Right, and forced them to write happy wedding Steve and Bill on a fucking cake and then bend over and suck a big old dick.
It sounds like Rick Wiles might be, I don't know, sounds like he's playing something out there. I'm going to roll over.
Oh,
play dead
absolutely.
And take it.
You know, did you hear that pause?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he's like, they want us to roll over. Bam, chicka, bam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had to pause.
Oh, right.
We're at that point. This is not 5 to 10 years from now. It's right now. I think this regime is so mad. So
regime.
They're so mad.
You know this terminology, too.
Yes, they're mad. The regime. The regime of the gay is mad.
This regime. Is so mad, so such lunatics for power. I think that they would use an EMP weapon against a state that dared to defy.
Somebody's listen. Been watching 24.
Is he living out the gay apocalypse through like right. a 24 episode?
I think he's trying to stay
Jack
hip
Bauer.
With the, hip with the kids.
Jack me off, Bauer.
He's appealing to his young crowd.
Now listen, he brought up something serious. Is there really a gay EMP?
They're gonna use, right. They're gonna use an EMP against a state that dares to defy them.
God, you know, part of me wishes this shit was true. I went, you know what? Fuck this.
We're going to turn off the lights in Mississippi.
Mississippi. If you don't want to marry gay people, that's fine. No more federal funding. Say goodbye to your highways. Say goodbye to the National Guard every time we have to roll them out when you have a fucking flood or whatever.
Right.
Goodbye. No more lights for you. What do you think about that?
And we'll airlift all the black people and all the Democrats out. We'll try to save you.
Well, sadly, there's a shitload of Democrats there. And there's a shitload of poor people there, but they aren't represented.
They don't vote, and they're not represented, right?
Is it an EMP weapon against a state that dared to defy them? I really do. I think these people are insane, and they're dangerous. And Washington has no intentions of giving up.
Isn't the guy who's saying that Obama's going to use an EMP on a state that won't marry a couple of gay people.
I think if anyone
is not, they're the crazy ones.
Oh, yeah.
The other people are the crazy ones.
What's wrong with Rick Wiles? I mean,
he's insane. And
he not know a gay person.
And a huckster and a fraud.
Yeah. He doesn't believe this shit. He really doesn't believe that all gay people are just like drunk and with power.
I don't know.
They're lunatics.
It's hard with some of these guys. I mean, I think Brian Fisher buys his own bullshit, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he does. I really believe he believes that bullshit.
And this guy, too, I kind of get the idea that he believes his bullshit, too.
He just sounds stupid.
Joel Osteen.
No.
Does not believe his own bullshit.
No,
but
no.
Joel Osteen isn't around saying this shit.
Yeah, yeah. But he's too rich.
Right, he keeps his mouth shut.
He's not
dumb. About the horrible, scandalous kind of stuff. Just gets his teeth whitened and his hair done. And in Texas, that's all you need.
Oh, my God. What an asshole.
Any power to any state, and certainly not the common citizens. So we've reached a danger level now. We're maxed out now. Something's going to happen, and that may explain why Jade Helm 15 is taking place in the South and the Western states.
Boom! Jade Helm! Governor Abbott's right for telling the State Guard to keep an eye on those Obama troops.
So wait, is Jade Helm
Which
the big...
Which half of them are probably poor kids from Texas.
Is this the big gay army coming to take over Texas?
Apparently.
Secretly? Is that what that really
was? Through the Walmart tunnels. I'm kidding. Google that, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of the ridiculous theories, was that Walmart was building tunnels.
I mean, homophobes are just so stupid.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're just incredibly dumb.
No, well, it's the hardcore Jesus-y thing.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
There was an article.
So brilliant.
About the, like, people being more predisposed, either genetically or physically or whatever, to skepticism.
Yes.
That certain people, they did studies, they did a test where it was a weird test. They would tell you that you went, you have to imagine you were on a job interview or something at an office. And as you were leaving, walking down the street on a fence, you glanced over and there was a poster of a person wearing a suit kind of like the one you were wearing. Does that mean anything to you?
I don't know. No.
Well, no, it means somebody put up a poster of a suit with a guy. Right.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, you have a skeptical mind. But to another person, that might mean, well, maybe that's a sign that I'm going to get the...
Oh, my God.
It's a sign I'm going to get the... I'm going to get that... I get that thing.
I just assume, I'm like, oh, look, everybody has my fucking suit.
Well, right.
Some poor little Thai kid had to make 18,000 of these fucking suits one day, and now I have one.
But and there was a part of the brain, I don't remember what, but there was, they did EEGs on people.
Yeah.
They did EMPs on people.
Ouch.
And they saw that this part of the brain lit up more in skeptics.
Right.
Than those who are, I don't know, should, to be diplomatic, less skeptical.
Yeah.
So that could be part of it, you know, and upbringing and everything, like how religiosity was crammed into you when you were a kid and stuff. But they say that there might be something to just certain people are more predisposed to buying into it than others.
Now let's find out. I'm serious. Let's further test this theory. Let's do a Family Feud And on one side, we'll have people from, like, you know, a Tea Party rally. And on the other side, we'll have people that say go to a Bernie Sanders rally. And we'll see who fucking wins.
Right. Well, it depends on what the questions are, too.
It does. It does.
Which book of the Bible describes your... Damn it! Which NASCAR driver...
Yeah.
Fuck.
Show me Tony Stewart! He's NASCAR, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to hear a little bit? We talked a little bit about this ninny. This is Casey Davis.
Who is this?
Casey County Clerk in Kentucky.
Fuck you.
Who is saying he ain't gonna give out any of those.
God damn it, I ain't gonna marry no gay people.
He ain't giving out. he's asked, get this fucking asshole. I hope they sue.
They have to fire him.
I hope they sue the Christ out of him.
That, can you do that, sir? We are suing you.
I want to try.
We're suing you for your faith.
Sue this motherfucker. we call right. upon every person who loves another guy's starfish and every woman who loves another woman's vajiji.
Yes.
To descend upon the county of Casey County.
Right.
And try to get this asshole because we want a whole bunch of people suing the fuck out of this dickwad.
We summon lesbian thunder.
So he had some weird, this is creepy. You know, yes. He's got his lovers. Oh, they love him. He gave a 17 minute speech.
Good God. That's a long time.
17 minutes of rambling moronitude.
Was he funny?
Did
he get any laughs?
About Jesus.
Oh, God.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
How many platitudes can you fit into a 17-minute speech?
A lot.
Yeah.
Apparently. Here's a little bit of a... now he wants... Get this. So he has asked the governor of Kentucky to call a special legislative session
Wait.
To solve... His fucking problem.
He's a clerk, right?
Yeah, he's a county clerk.
Now, what does it mean when you... I want to understand. When you have to issue a marriage license to two dudes or two girls, ladies, do you also have to, like, participate in their coitus?
I'm just wondering why you have to watch to prove that they're lesbians.
Does he have to take a dick or anything like that, or does he just have to stamp a piece of paper and fucking hand it to him?
I gotta smell the semen on your face.
He just has to hand someone a piece of paper.
Correct.
This guy needs to fuck right off.
Correct.
Honestly,
and he swore an oath.
Grow up, stupid.
To do this. So hundreds of people, a large crowd, gathered in front of the Casey County Courthouse.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the back of hundreds of white old heads standing in front of the... It looks like a snowscape.
You know what? I'm seeing a lot of denim shorts with belts and shirts tucked in.
And mandals.
Yes. What was that? Sandals?
Men's sandals with socks.
Oh, that's a horrible look.
Hundreds showed up to support this dickwad.
Right.
Casey Davis. He
really
is planning a trip. He wants to meet with the governor. The governor, he said he's turned down six or seven couples already. Yes, sue the
dick off. Wait. The governor or the...
No, he's going to go. He wants to meet with the governor. I don't know if the governor is going to meet with this guy. The governor, Governor Beshear, has made it pretty... he's a Democrat, for one.
Right.
And he's made it pretty clear that he's going to follow the rule of the law.
Absolutely.
Kentucky follows the rule of the law.
Send the fucking drones. Make these people issue marriage licenses. Fuck it. Honestly, what are we fucking around for? Somebody needs to make a statement. Send the fucking National Guard in there with the guns out. Make this guy fucking give him this marriage certificate.
Let's see if we can get some of this audio.
I mean, you know, make him do it at gunpoint. Let's make it real dramatic.
I'm just asking.
Doing same-sex marriage licenses.
I actually respect the stand that they have made. I'm just asking that they respect the stand that I'm trying to make.
No.
No.
There's no stand.
Do your job.
Yeah.
Do your job.
Their stand is for human fucking rights, you dumbass. Your stand is for stupidity.
Right.
He came to the Capitol the same day the Family Foundation announced it would be starting a fund to help people who might find themselves the subject of lawsuits because they refuse to issue same-sex marriage licenses.
Let's help the people. Let's help the haters.
Oh, God.
The hate funding is starting.
Why are so many people just missing the fucking point? This is maddening. It's nuts.
Simply asking to be extended what Mr. Conway was extended, and that's the courtesy of a choice.
He's referring to the fact that Attorney General Jack Conway refused to appeal the ruling of a lower court that found Kentucky's gay marriage ban unconstitutional.
There is no statute that requires him to appeal every case.
They're pissed off that earlier, now it doesn't matter,
right?
But they're pissed off that earlier the Attorney General wouldn't appeal their ridiculous "let's keep the gays from marrying" case. When the lower courts was like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
They're like, he shouldn't have appealed it. So that's what he's talking about. He's saying this moron, this clerk, is equating the Attorney General's decision.
Yes.
He had a choice to not appeal it. I'm just asking for that choice to not allow these faggots to get married in front of me. In the name of Jesus, because I love him.
Oh, God.
Davis says he knows the ruling isn't changing, but hopes the way marriage licenses are issued will. He says if they're obtained online, county clerks such as himself won't have to be involved.
Why do they need you, then?
Is it just me, or does this newscaster seem biased? Doesn't he seem biased? He's slanting more towards the homophobe side.
You think? This is WKYT.
Right.
In Kentucky.
Yeah.
KYT TV.
Kwit.
I don't know if it's the local Fox affiliate. No, it's CBS.
Oh, really? It just seems biased to me for some reason.
Oh, they're having a severe weather alert over there.
Tornadoes, dude. Today. Are you kidding?
Because of the gay marriage.
Yeah.
It's because they won't marry the gays.
Send the hornets, Lord.
Let's see.
Hundreds rallied this morning at the Casey County Courthouse showing their support for the county clerk who has stopped issuing marriage licenses, defying the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage. Ivory Hecker has details in tonight's LAX 18 Big Story.
Ivory. We're not going to play Ivory Hecker's story. So he says, I deserve relief. My solution would be to what everyone else has called the law of the land is to have an online issuance of marriage licenses so it takes it out of the hands of the individual.
No, fuck you, dude. Is he saying that he wants his job replaced with an online sign-up form?
Yeah.
Is he fucking stupid?
He said this would allow him to perform his sworn duties as taxpayer-funded job without compromising my religious beliefs.
Well, how's doing it online any different?
I mean, think I deserve some sort of relief that I took my oath to do this job to the best of my ability, so help me God. I can't go beyond what my conscience allows.
I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but how hard is it to be a county clerk? I mean, really, how hard is it? Because this guy's stupid. How is this guy able to be a
Cook
fucking...
Cook County Clerk, Chicago, very different than Casey County Clerk, Kentucky.
I mean, this guy sounds stupid. Yeah, absolutely. He sounds like a moron. How does he do his job he's this dumb?
I never cried over fireworks before.
Oh, fuck
you. But when they went off in Liberty, I had the change of heart. The part of our national anthem that talks about the bombs bursting in air and how our flag was still there made me think of how those men and women were persecuted. And homosexuals have been afforded their rights, and I'm afforded mine.
Shouldn't this guy be watching wrestling? I mean, he's just an idiot.
Moron.
Yeah, go fuck off, dude.
17 minutes.
God.
This dickwad.
I want some relief.
O-rated. Out on
just
the
quit.
Fucking...
He should just quit.
You're right. They all should.
Let some non-homophobe have the job.
If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, there's also a story of another one. This one is in the beautiful, lovely, wonderful, sovereign state.
Don't mess with Texas.
Oh, my God.
And
it's just disgusting.
This is one that's really in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Ooh.
I what's the name of the county here?
I want to shoot myself, Texas. There's nothing like small town Texas. I mean, that is truly just terrible. It's like David Lynchville, USA.
Right. You better think about how you're going to get out of here, right? Wasn't that what they told you when you got stranded?
The car was dead. Mechanic just looked at me and my brother. You boys better start figuring on how you're getting out of here. And I was like, we can walk to the Greyhound bus stop that's 40 miles away.
So I don't know how you pronounce this because this is Southern America. I-R-I-O-N. Irion. Irion. I mean, Irion would probably be a normal English way of saying it. Texas has got to be Irion or something.
That is some straight up biblical shit, right? It's got to be from the Bible. Irion.
Irion County.
Right.
The entire county in western Texas, the entire county, 1,500 people.
Ooh, that's a lot. You know, I mean.
So really, how many?
They have
how many gays
sports
are living
there?
In western Texas in Irion County?
I don't know. It sounds like Obama should just evacuate them. Fuck it. Leave.
Well, Molly Kreiner.
Molly Kreiner.
Clerk of Irion County.
Not another clerk story. Come on.
Issued what she calls Declaration of Obedience to Law and Defense of Natural Marriage.
What? A declaration of obedience.
Manifesto / screed. Number one.
Sounds like she's into discipline.
Number one, I will continue to defend natural marriage as recognized by the people of Texas and the Constitution and laws of the state of Texas.
Ooh.
Consistent with the Declaration of Independence. By the way, where in the Declaration does it say... We hold these truths to be self-evident. Keep your dick out of another guy's asshole.
Oh, it's a footnote at the
bottom. Oh, I missed that part.
It got cut off when they mimeographed it.
Consistent with the Declaration of Independence, the written United States Constitution.
What the fuck does that mean?
As opposed to...
It's supposed to the bullshit one we're bandying about in Washington.
Right. The written United States Constitution. Did somebody dictate one?
Right. The written.
The oral one.
Oh, the oral.
Oh, I want a piece of the oral constitution. Oh,
please, yes.
The 69th Amendment.
Right. Oh, yeah. Repeal it.
She says the 9th, 10th, and 14th Amendments and higher natural law. In
what?
Capitals, by the way.
Oh, God.
Number two.
Higher natural law. Jesus.
Number two. Natural marriage between one man and one woman remains the law in Texas.
Fuck you.
Regardless of any court decision to the contrary. Any court decision purporting to strike down natural marriage, including Obergefell versus Hodges, which is the recent Supreme Court decision.
Obergefell!
She's saying is unauthoritative, void, and of no force.
Who the fuck helped this person write this screed?
Who the fuck are you?
Yes.
Molly Kreiner to say fuck you to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Last I checked, you took an oath to the United States Constitution, you bag.
Right. And listen, this clerk job, how much you think it pays? It's got to be a good job. It's a county city job or something, right?
Texas probably don't take much. She's probably making $30,000, but shit, she's got a palace.
Oh, absolutely.
In Irion County.
We'll pay for two above ground pools. Sorry, I sound like an asshole. I'm so sorry.
The county seat is Mertzon.
Mersa?
Mertzon.
Isn't that a disease?
Mertzon. Mertzon, Texas.
Mertzon. Fuck you.
Near an originally named Big Lake.
Oh, a big lake.
Right.
God damn. Why don't you go jump in it?
Hey, look, it's Big Lake.
All right.
The...
Is she having to issue marriage license to same-sex couples? Is that her problem, Molly?
Oh, of course. Well, she's not. She's not going to do it. She's sticking by, and Liberty Council, an Orlando-based hate group, anti-LGBT group, is going to said that they're going to pay for her defense. They're going to step up and defend Molly.
You know, if you're getting defended by a hate group, I mean, isn't that like
they don't like that designation.
No self-awareness for Molly, I guess.
Number three, I, as county clerk, in faithful execution of the laws of Texas, shall resist unlawful federal or state court encroachments upon the prerogative of the people of Texas to protect natural marriage, and shall only issue marriage licenses consistent with Texas law, so help me God.
Natural marriage, like the kind where I show up on Cops throwing a hammer at my fucking husband.
So she's not throwing a hissy fit like some of these assholes and just closing the whole office, saying no marriage for you, for anybody.
God.
She's saying, I'm going to still give licenses to outside bits plus inside bits.
This is so ridiculous. You know the people who are really put off and really should be upset are the clerks that want to do their job and issue whoever a fucking marriage license. Because now, say you got a... What happens if when you come to work and there's a line out the door for marriage licenses and so-and-so doesn't want to issue one to a same-sex couple? Well, great. Now I got to work through my fucking lunch hour because you don't want to, you know, help right. Jim and Bob out.
Right.
Fuck you. This is crazy.
Because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
There's a... 5 counties, I guess, that as of like 16 hours ago, this report came out. 5 counties were still non-compliant.
Fuck you.
Hamilton, Orion, Hartley, Loving, ironically. Loving, Texas.
God damn it.
And Roberts, Texas.
I ain't let no gay people get married.
No. In Hamilton, Clerk Debbie Rudolph indicated over the phone that she will not issue marriage licenses due to her personal religious objection.
Fuck you, Debbie.
And there's no other person who can issue licenses in the office.
God damn it. What an asshole.
Nobody else here can get them out. Sorry.
Jesus. What?
Orion, this asshole. We already talked about her, Mary Kreiner. In Hartley, the clerk was unreachable. The staff wouldn't say anything. And they went to voicemail. In Loving... They said they're waiting further direction from the state. They left a message for the clerk.
Waiting for direction from the state. How about you wait for the National Guard and the tanks to roll up? No shit.
And wait till you're exposed to personal lawsuits, you assholes.
Oh, yes.
Just wait.
That clerk can be sued, correct?
Absolutely. That's why this Liberty Council is saying, well, we'll back them up. We'll back them up.
You're going to back every one of them up?
Because they can't win. I mean, short of a constitutional amendment, they can't win. They can't win. And they're going to try to chip away like they're doing with this with birth control and like they're doing with abortion, right? Where it's like little tiny religious objection, objection. I don't want to pay for your evil birth control pill, you whore.
Right. What if you have a religious objection and you're a doctor to giving me a blood transfusion or something? You know what I mean? Like,
well, right.
It's a slippery slope.
Right.
Ha ha ha.
What about somebody who thinks gays should be stoned to death? And not the fun kind of stone.
Well, they're stoned. They could be stoned if they want.
Stoned to death with rocks. that guy becomes an EMT.
It's so great that we've co-opted the word stone to mean something completely different than a rock.
Isn't someone who won't resuscitate a transgendered person.
Yeah.
Because, ooh, icky.
Yeah, fuck off. Do your job.
Right.
Not icky. They're people, dumbass.
And I don't give a shit about what your sky god says.
Oh, I totally don't care. I'm totally over it. You tell Jesus I can't come to the phone right now.
Which is cool. Do what you want on the weekends. Hate what you want. Wherever you want. Do your job. Do your job.
Absolutely.
We're not going to accommodate your bullshit.
Yes.
We got our whole work schedule is already built around your fucking Lord's Day.
Oh, it totally is, right? Man. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't choose that. Did you choose that? No.
No. One of those ridiculous commandments did, right?
Oh, right. The one that Moses carried down, or Charlton Heston right. hefted down from the mountain.
Exactly. I'm trying to look at the demographics of Iron County.
Oh, really?
90% white.
Thank God. Mama, I'm home.
With black, six from other races.
Yeah. What?
I guess 20% identify as Hispanic or Latino.
Fuck that. I'm moving.
The median income for the county was $37,500.
Ah, shit. That's good.
For a family, $45,000. That's, they've got some money there. Males have a median income of $35,000 versus $20,000.
For females?
For females.
Why?
In Iron County.
Why the discrepancy there? Why there's a big gender gap?
Because Jesus says that women shouldn't make that much.
Oh, does he?
Right. You don't get paid for cranking out babies.
You should.
We're not going to pay you. I've got... God, there's so much butthurt going on. I just don't know what to... You heard Sarah Palin has given up on her, well, here's her announcement. Here's a big announcement, ladies and gentlemen, from none other.
Oh, I can't wait.
Than the Wasilla Billy.
I hope she's drunk.
Herself, the inimitable.
Is she drunk?
Sarah Palin.
Hey, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support and to let you know personally that we're making all of my content free now. It's starting August 1st. Everything's free. And just.
She wasn't putting out enough stuff. She wasn't doing shit for your 10 bucks a month.
Yeah.
Now she's like, fuck it. We're just going free. We're going to be. She's trying to make it sound like she's helping everybody so much.
Yeah, because that's a sign of a successful business.
Right.
We're making all of our widgets free. It's so successful.
And she got fired from Fox, right? Where's this money coming from? Ah, why isn't it playing? It's being the C wordy.
She's not. So they must not have anybody listening or any subscribers, right? This is not a.
Or people were pissed.
Nobody gives a shit.
Hey, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support and to let you know personally that we're making all of my content free now. It's starting August 1st. Everything's free. And just to let you know that it is an honor to have you subscribe. Really, it's been so illuminating and still is so illuminating to read and to respond to many of your insightful comments about current events, about so many things going on in our world today. Now, it's with an important presidential election coming up that we're going to do this. I just want to make sure that your voices and mine are heard by the widest possible audience across this great land of ours. I really look forward to continuing to hear your ideas and your dreams and your solutions for America.
What's up with that music?
It's horrible, isn't it? It is like stripper.
I'm going to share my own, too. Keep doing this on Facebook and sarahpack.com and on the road as we confront these critical choices that we have in 2016.
Giant, ridiculously painted bus with like eagles and flags all over it. It really is embarrassing.
Did she write another book or something? Is that what this is?
Members can find additional information about their subscriptions by clicking on the link below this video. Just know that it means so much that we're taking this journey together.
I'll bet it's one of these things where you've got to opt out.
Like, oh, your subscription, absolutely.
Your subscription will keep running, so follow the link below. It'll be a donation to Sarah Pack. I'll bet that's what it is.
It's so evil. You got to opt out.
So
and I bet it's a pain in the fucking ass.
So Sarah Palin, good news, I guess.
Why would you?
All that content's going to be free.
If you're a big star like she is among the idiots, why do you want to abuse your fan base like this? She never should have made that. She should have made that content free in the first place.
Right.
It got money out of those adults in some other manner.
Well, and found a I got distracted by something. Somebody put a meme up on our Facebook earlier of Hillary Clinton that allegedly shows her sitting in her apartment with a Confederate flag hanging on the wall or something. It's Photoshopped. It's all over the...
Wait.
They said Dinesh D'Souza, that asswipe, retweeted a picture, a Photoshop picture of Hillary Clinton. Says, look closely at this photo. Isn't that a Confederate flag behind her on the bookshelf? Ooh. Now somebody found the real picture. Guess what? There is none.
There's not a Confederate flag.
No.
How shocking. Are you telling me she didn't have that in her Yale dorm room?
So some asshole earlier put that down on our on yesterday's show, on our post for show. He said Hillary approves.
Benghazi.
With her with the Confederate flag.
How dumb.
A dickwad. It's fake.
Yeah.
Nice try, man. So, yeah, Texas, Iron County, a few other counties holding out. Most of the rest of them have been falling like cards, though. Even the ones, I saw a story in Texas. There were two gay cowboys who've been together 25 years.
Remember the gay Alamo.
Who want to get married. And their asshole county clerk was like, no, I can't do that. And
oh my God.
They sued.
That's awesome.
And within seconds of them suing, she was like, okay.
No.
Well, here you go.
No. I want to see you. Fuck you. You had a chance.
Exactly. The lawyer said, fuck you, because we want everybody to be able to.
Yes.
She said, well, for you, I'll give you yours.
No, what?
We're suing. Everybody gets to, and you're paying everybody's lawyer fees, you asshole.
Absolutely. We're coming for all your stupid shit.
And
how do you like
good
that?
Good job, taxpayers. Good job, knuckle draggers of Texas. For all your cunty little stupid clerks, that asswipe in floor in Kentucky, that dick standing on that in front of the courthouse saying, oh, Jesus, and I love Jesus, and, you know, I'm going to stand up, and we're going to stand up, and I don't have to do this. I don't want to put a rubber stamp on no gay marriage.
All right. Well, we're going to sue you for all you're worth, you fucking idiot.
Religious freedom.
Oh, it's the best.
This country,
oh, I love when they're sad.
Straight to the shithole if they get away with any of these religious freedom exemptions.
Right.
No exemptions. Because that means I love and look forward to the day that signs start going up saying no Christians allowed.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh, please.
And I think that's heinous, too, and unconstitutional.
Absolutely.
And awful.
But I mean.
But if that's what's going to happen, it's against my religious views for you to be a religious dickwad, therefore,
right.
You're not allowed in my place of business.
Well, what's your religion? I'm a Raelian.
Fine.
Raelian.
I'm a dudist.
Are you really? Oh, you are. You're an official dudist.
I can perform gay marriages. Or all marriages. There's no more gay marriages. It's just marriage.
As a Raelian, I'm allowed to, beam you up.
A county board in Florida?
Right.
Has voted unanimously to make sure that the Confederate flag continues flying atop a public site honoring deceased police officers.
Why? Are they Confederate
this
police
isn't,
officers?
Right. This isn't even like
this is stupid.
Members of the Marion County Board of County Commissioners voted on Tuesday.
Fuck you!
To re-raise the Confederate flag over the Fallen Officers Memorial in Ocala.
Ocala, Florida! That's where,
Did I pronounce that correctly?
Oh, yes, that's where What's-His-Face lands his big stupid plane. Vinnie Barbarino.
Oh,
Barbarino.
Really?
John Travolta.
The site commemorates officers who died while performing their duties.
Yes.
Sits on land paid for by taxpayers.
Did they perform the duties in like the year 1860 something?
No. Just outside the county administration building.
Oh, okay.
In June, the interim administrator and another county board member ordered it taken down. And until this week, no flag waved. Aww. Over the site. But after Tuesday's vote, unanimous again, I might add, the Confederate flag's being raised again in Marion County at the behest of its five commissioners.
Right.
David Moore, Kathy Bryant, Stan McLean, Carl Zalak III.
Oh, my God. How about that
Earl
name?
Arnett. White.
Yay.
One has a vagina.
Oh, shit. How'd that
Possibly
happen?
Possibly more. One admits to having one.
Right.
It says the Marion County Board helpfully posts information about citizen participation opportunities. You can come and participate.
Citizen participation opportunities. That's crazy.
So five county board members voted unanimously to put the stars and bars back up in Ocala. Where is Ocala? What part of Florida is that?
Central Florida. Central northern Florida. It's in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Kind of what you'd expect.
It's in between Orlando and Gainesville, I believe.
Not a lot of African-American types or Hispanic types?
No, not really. I mean, there's Gainesville's kind of diverse. It's a college community, and Orlando is.
But there's five county commissioners, and they're all white.
Well,
as fuck. So obviously, everyone's being represented well here.
I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, really? Here's a headline popping up. That the governor is refusing to take down the Ten Commandments.
Oh, shit.
In Oklahoma.
Oh, my God.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled 7-2. We reported on this last week on Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com.
Cha-ching.
Governor Mary Fallon said that the state attorney general won't take it down. They're not taking it down. They've asked the court to, quote, reconsider.
Send in Baphomet!
Mary Fallon, who's just vile. She's just disgusting and a corporatist of the disgusting order. This is the one who has made, they've put extra heinous taxes on those evil fuckers who want to use solar.
Oh, my God. That's a worse.
They've made it illegal for towns and counties to ban fracking.
Oh, great.
You're having it whether you want it or not, because democracy
right.
and everything.
And Koch brothers.
Well, now this heinous sea hag, Mary Fallon, says, Oklahoma is a state where we respect the rule of law, and we will not ignore the state courts or their decisions, but we are also a state with three co-equal branches of government.
Well,
so
what
she's
the
saying,
fuck is
well,
her point?
If we decide we want it, then we're all equal. That's not how it works.
Well, and what about the stuff you said earlier that we obey the law?
And she's supposed to enforce the law as the executive branch. The legislators make them. The courts interpret them, and the executive branch, what I said before.
Right. Why don't we just let Oklahoma de-evolve into Afghanistan? Why don't we let that happen?
Yeah,
they'd love it.
Happening, yeah. Turn into Kansas.
Right.
No! After reviewing the Supreme Court's Ten Commandments ruling, it is clear that we have a toxic provision in our state constitution. So they want to change the constitution of the state now.
To just so they can have the
so
fucking
they can leave
Ten
their
Commandments.
Heinous, ridiculous. They want to change. They want to get rid of keeping religion out of government clause in their state constitution.
Why do they want the Ten Commandments up there?
Because they're Christo fascists who want to ram it up your rectum.
Right.
That their Jesus is the way to go.
They want to remind me every day to not covet thy neighbor's wife.
Yeah.
Well, shit.
You know, they're following that one.
Oh, sure.
It was written with discrimination in mind, like a malignant tumor, and needs to be removed completely. They're discriminating against the Christians because they can't be privileged and have only their religious symbols at the state and county buildings. Fuck you with your cross turned sideways, you ass.
Ouch, it hurts. Wait.
Stick it up your ass.
Oh.
Not everybody in Oklahoma is a Christian.
Turn it a little more. Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
So again, more estate money. Are they going to sue? More estate money.
A lot of money wasted.
Going to defending all these ridiculous...
For nothing.
Christo-fascist lawsuits. Right. That are set up to fail.
God, I mean, the Republicans, why do they fucking stand for these days? Frivolous lawsuits?
Heinous.
Inaction?
Bullshit.
Hate?
Yeah. Obstruction?
Good job, dickheads. I mean, really.
It really is. I mean, you talk to some members, previous members of the Republican Party, who have said the same thing. And they're like, I don't know what the hell, where's the party of Eisenhower? Where's the party, shit, even of Reagan? God, Reagan was a mincing liberal faggot compared to these goddamn Republicans now. He would be run out of the party.
Oh, absolutely.
He said there's no reason that people should be walking around the streets with automatic weapons or with long guns. I respect the right of everybody to carry, but there's no reason for that. He signed the ban on assault weapons. Saint Reagan.
Yes.
That they sanctify and hold up.
It's crazy. The assault weapons ban used to be a thing. And now it's not a thing.
They wouldn't renew it.
God.
They wouldn't renew it.
It's unfucking real. It's the worst Congress ever.
Rick Santorum.
No. I can't.
Here's Rick Santorum.
Oh my God.
The interview that you did 10 years ago, the Man on Dog interview that caused so much kerfuffle. Well, the point you made in that interview was that if...
Okay, the first part was the Man and Dog interview, which is where this is what this frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter, that's where that came from.
Yummy.
Was when he was interviewed and said, well, you know, if we let gays get married, next thing you're going to be fucking dogs.
Oh my God.
Not his words.
By the way, is he being interviewed at some event where four people showed up again?
Maybe the Centennial Institute or something.
What?
I don't know where this is.
Centennial Institute. Sounds creepy.
So this guy said, you know, this interview that caused the kerfluffle, I think he said, or furfluffle. Yes. What do you think about that?
That if gay marriage is legal, then that opens the door for things like polygamy to be legal.
What I said is that if you have the right to consensual sexual activity, right. And that was the issue.
That's the issue. If you have the right to consensual sexual activity.
What?
Do you have the right to consensual sex? He's saying that he doesn't think there's a right to consensual sexual activity. That the argument that gay people and anybody,
it's a privilege,
consenting adults make. No, you're only for making babies in the sanctity of marriage.
Oh
Ryan.
My God, this guy is 0.0
wants to be
fun.
President. Terrifying. What a mullah, a Christian mullah.
Oh my God.
Terrifying Christo-fascist.
What do you think he's like between the sheets? He's a regular,
I'm sure, yeah.
Jeez.
Probably ball gag and likes to get pegged.
Probably everything, yeah.
And then it opens the door to a variety of different things. And
let's remember, what opens the door to a variety of different things is having a right to consensual sexual activity.
A variety of different things. And
Does this really do that?
I think there's no question. Well, this really did it. I mean, this really followed up with what I said would happen if the Supreme Court ruled the way it did.
So he's sticking by his argument that now it's going to be legal. Let's get rid of the bestiality laws. Let's get rid of the diddling laws. The Duggar's off the hook.
Right. Is this guy on the slippery slope? Is this what I'm hearing?
Oh, absolutely.
He
was. Yeah. He said man on dog before was going to be legalized. This is a guy. I looked it up. He went to Dixon Law School.
Right.
They should lose their accreditation.
Absolutely.
If he doesn't know what consent is, which a pre-law moron learns at the 13th grade. This idiot has no idea what consent is.
They should be embarrassed, Dixon College or whatever.
They should be.
And the Supreme Court has followed their line of reasoning that I identified at very early on, that if consensual sexual activity is a constitutional right, then we have to.
Meanwhile, you're right.
God.
He's somewhere Somebody else is talking.
Is he at a...
Right? Somebody else is in... He's in some hall. I don't know.
It sounds like he's at a Trader Joe's.
But he's in front of a... He's in front of a backstop with ads all over it. So he is officially being interviewed somewhere.
Right.
And somebody else is talking. So whatever's going on, he's not getting all the attention
in
the room.
Nobody gives a shit what this guy says. He's boring and he's also gross.
I think he's running for vice president. I just can't imagine him saying all this heinous... He's doubling down on his ninnitude and his heinousness. He's got to know that nobody's talking about him. Nobody's showing up.
Nobody gives a fuck.
He's running for vice president, I'm convinced. There's no way. And so he's running as far to the Christo Looney right as he can.
Right.
To try to look pretty like Jindal.
Yes.
And like some of these other idiots who are just like, pick me, to the, quote, moderate, normal Republican. Right. Which is
and by the way...
Crazy.
And anybody out there that's wondering if it's okay to have sex with a dog or not, please listen to the Hollywood Hick. I believe in a past episode, he explains specifically why a dog cannot consent. Listen to the
Does
Hick.
He really?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. It's so fucking...
I think I might have missed that episode.
Oh, my God.
That
it's
section.
The best.
7 p.m. tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on the Hollywood Hick. Here we go. I've got... let's do some random hick tonight's episode.
Right.
We've got only a couple minutes left here on the big show. But here's a couple minutes of random Hollywood hick.
The victims and not with their attacker. Bam! He called out his wife on real life and his TV wife. Both of them who were like standing up like Felicia Rashad should have kept her damn mouth shut. I don't know.
There you go. It's a little bit of Cosby, I believe. Felicia Rashad should have kept her damn mouth shut.
He's always good.
So that's it. That's actually it for our show today, ladies and gentlemen, on a Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow.
Right.
From 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, live. Download us as a podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com, all of our social media. Blah, blah, blah. Don't forget to buy shit through Amazon. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy all your shit there. Find out where Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter. RatedRComedy.com is his website.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @VileExperience. Oh, so vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.